Hey everyone, welcome to the Sleek Lens Photography Podcast. This is the podcast where we're going to go over the raw edit winners, the raw edit contest winners. And I have to say, this one was a pretty good turnout as far as the number of photos we got. And it was really, really good to see that. We had a ton of submissions, and this image was actually, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, you can go back and look at the winners right now. I'll leave a link in the show notes below. But you can actually go back and check it out. This image was actually probably one of the first drone images that was uploaded for the contest, and this new contest coming up for this month is also going to be a drone image. This one's a little bit more apparent that it is a drone image. But we had a pretty good turnout, and we're going to go over three honorable mentions and three of the top winners, the third, second, and first place winners. We're going to go over those in just a second, but I will say that, again, you guys did a fantastic job. The amount of creativity that was done definitely showed through these edits. So let's go ahead and roll into the first honorable mention. And that is going to be from a Rob Jammet, I guess, J-A-M-M-E-T-T. His was a pretty basic edit. I mean, nothing really crazy done to it. But I don't know if this was intended or not. But he actually seemed to crop the image, and it looks like it was just like a basic crop, like a square crop. And he titled it, I think it was a Sea of Flowers or something like that. And for some reason, it made the image look like it had a ton more flowers in the foreground than it did. Maybe he did a good job of cloning more in, I have no idea. But it looked like a ton of flowers. I guess it was just a matter of cropping in that dead space on the sides, and it looked really, really good. So this was one of those ones that had to make me go back and check the original image to see if I was missing something, because I don't remember being that much information in the foreground, but definitely a good edit. So that one is, again, from Rob. So I appreciate you joining in, Rob. The next one was a little bit more creative, a little bit more creativity thrown in there. And that was from, I believe it's Ellen Crawford, E-I-L-E-E-N Crawford. And they didn't do a whole lot of editing to the image. It doesn't look like it's anything crazy, you know, as far as like basic adjustments. But it looks like they put in like a new scenery in the foreground. And this is going to be something that is definitely done in other photos, in the other photos that we're going to talk about. But they did a fantastic job of putting in this like little rock walkway area with a lake. I even zoomed in on a couple of the spots, and it was really good cutouts as far as where the information was, you know, the original information was, and the new data that was put in there. So really, really good, really creative. And again, this is just the start of putting in new scenery in these photos. So thank you very much for entering the contest. This next one is from our good old buddy, Alvin Heron, I believe is how you pronounce the name. He submitted a lot of photos, and he always has these, I guess I would say cartoonish or definitely animated style in the photos that he sends. But this one is another one in that category. He shows a guy sitting on a bench. And what I really liked about this one is the perspective is pretty spot on when I'm looking at the image. It's pretty spot on. It looks like the image was taken a little bit from a higher angle, not crazy high, but the reason it was a drone image is because I actually took the image, and this was a field that I drove by, and I had the drone with me, and I thought, hey, why not get a drone image? But I couldn't walk up to the fence. There was a fence there. There was a lot of creek that was running through the road in the fence, so I couldn't get up there, walk up close to it. So I had the drone with me, threw it up in the air, got the photo. But it was taken at a higher angle, but the perspective looks like this photo was taken at a more ground level angle. So the perspective is really great. Obviously, he had it in a different sky, different color adjustments there, and it worked out really well. So very good edit, Alvin. I appreciate you entering the contest as always. All right, let's go ahead and get into the third, second, and first place winners. The third place winner is from Sandy Roberts. She was the winner of the last contest. No, two contests ago, I believe. And she did a very creative edit here. totally took it out of context as far as what the photo was originally intended for. But what she did do is make a whole new, different, completely different photo. It's a photo of where she basically took the inside of a truck cab, an old truck, it looks like, put in the photo that we submitted, put it in the windshield and put a bunch of people around it. It looks like like Woodstock or something. It looks pretty cool. So that one was very, very awesome. The only thing that I wish I could have seen more of is, I don't know if it's maybe Facebook's issue, but, the image was kind of small when it was imported. So if there was a bigger version of the issue, that would be awesome to see. But you know, the image that I can see, it's very, very cool. Very awesome. I really love that. Total head turner as far as what I remembered as far as the photo I had to submit. I couldn't picture it. And then I had to stare at it for a while and I finally got it. So, great, great job, Sandy. I appreciate that. All right. The next one, the second place winner is from Jared Jarvis, I believe. Really cool edit. Definitely changed it up as far as the colors go. And it's a very good sky replacement as well. It looks like the sky was replaced, took out the whole background. So it's basically just that one tree with a nice golden sky. And he even included, when he submitted this photo, he even included the Sting lyric, "As We Walk in Field of Gold." That was a really good touch, because it really makes what this photo is, really. And then, you know, added sun rays coming through the trees. Very, very cool. I really dug this one. So very awesome job, Jared. And then the first place winner, the winner of the $50 Sleeklands gift card. Again, if you are a winner and you haven't emailed me yet, for your gift card, please do that, Jordan@Sleeklands.com. The first place winner is, Bruce Russell. And what I really liked about this image was obviously the colors were changed. I believe it was a sky replacement. I can't really tell. It might be just the starburst that was added to the image. You can really get a cool feel for this image. It definitely turned it away from that golden color of the flowers, turned it more red. And just overall was a fantastic image. I really like that one. So he's the first place winner, Bruce Russell, first place winner. Email me at Jordan@Sleeklands.com and you can get your gift card there. We'll send it over to you. But really, honestly, if I could just put a page together with all of the photos that were submitted through this contest, I would, because it was a very, very awesome and creative contest. Even for those who submitted a contest and actually got an honorable mention or a first, second, or third place winner, they even submitted other photos and they were still fantastic. So it definitely made it hard to choose from on this one. So the contest this month for June is going to be another drone image, like I said, and you can download that, again, link in the show notes or on the Sleeklands Members Club Facebook page. All the links of this stuff is in the show notes for this episode, and you'll be able to download all that there. But this one is a drone image as well. This one is a cityscape, and I thought it'd be cool to see what you guys do with this one. This one's kind of a fun one to do. There's, again, tons of creativity that can happen with this one. What I would like to challenge somebody, I don't know if I can technically challenge somebody, because then it might be biased who the winner is, but what I could challenge somebody to do is do like a apocalyptic scene. So it's a cool downtown photo, but make it look like it's a distress scene, like something out of a World War Z movie or something like that, where the city is just demolished, buildings are crumbling, sort of something like that. It's a challenge, but nobody has to do it. It would just be cool to see. So anyway, guys, thank you for joining me in this podcast about the winners for the Raw Edit Contest. This has been Jordan from Sleeklands, and I'll see you in the next one.